Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. In the second verse. Praise the Lord. Book of Exodus chapter 4. Verse number 2. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. Amen. Now, what that was a stick. So he's just simply saying, I got a stick in my hand. The Lord said, what is in your hand? And that's what I would like to preach about for the next few moments. Thank you for being here today. God bless you, and you may be seated. What is in your hand? Well, value can be determined by in whose hand something is. Somebody sent me an email this week, Chris Bearden actually, and it said that a basketball in my hands would be worth about $20 maybe. In Michael Jordan's hands, it's worth about $33 million. Little difference there. A baseball in my hands worth about $6. And Roger Clemens, it's worth about $475 million. And my question today is, what's in your hands? What do you have in your hand? The Lord asked Moses that. Moses didn't really know the answer. He thought he knew. He said, well, it's a stick. It's a rod. And the Lord said, well, let me show you something. That's what you think it is. He said, throw it down on the ground. And he threw the rod down. And the Bible said that it became a serpent. And that meant interesting. He said, I think it's a stick. And the Lord said, well, let me show you what it is. And he threw it down, and pow, all of a sudden it came a serpent, a snake crawling on the ground. You talk about getting attention. Got Moses' attention. And the Lord said, now I want you to pick it up. Well, it's a lot easier to throw down a stick than it is to pick up a snake. And he said, okay, how do you do that? Very carefully. And so somehow he got around and he grabbed a hold of the thing and it became a rod again. But it was never the same. I guarantee you he held on to that rod. He held on to that stick. He said, you don't know what I got in my hand. You think this is just a stick. This is a lot more than a stick, friend. Amen. This is the power of God right here. And he carried that rod with him. And there was a lot more in that stick. He didn't know what he had in his hand until one day God told him. He said, I want you to throw down that rod. And he did, and it became a serpent. Now he's between Pharaoh and there's Pharaoh's magicians there. So they threw down their rod. And guess what? They also became serpents. And I'm sure Moses thought, oh boy. But you know what? His serpent ate up their serpents. And God was letting him say, just hold on, son. Don't despair. They got a little power. I guarantee you when they threw their rod down, it became a serpent, scared the daylights out of them too. They're like, what in the world? Had never seen anything like that in their life. But his serpent ate up their serpent, and then God said, I'll pick him up. Oh, he's got all the confidence in the world now. He just grabs the serpent. It becomes a rod again. Wow. And the power of God was in the hand of Moses. And the Lord told him another time, he said, I want you to stretch that out over the river. Now, the Nile River, if you have ever been to Egypt, it's very, very arid. It's hardly ever rain. I saw houses in Egypt that didn't even have roofs on them. They didn't need one because there was never any rain. They didn't worry about getting wet. So they never put a permanent roof on their house. And so he said, I want you to stretch this out over the river. He did that, and the Bible said it became blood. That's a lot of power. That's a big river. It's the longest river in the world. Isn't it? I believe it is. I need a fact checker here. My daughter, she's a smart one. She said it is. All right, she takes after her dad. Hey, you got me just after I said that, I got to doubting myself, huh? Amen. It's the longest river in the world. And he said, I don't know how much of it turned to blood, but I know it turned to blood right there. And somebody said, how'd that happen? He said, well, I guess the river looked up to God and came red. The river turned to blood. I don't know how it happened, but it did. And Moses' rod. And the Egyptians, guess what? They could turn water to blood. Again, I'm sure it shocked them because they'd never done it before. But God would let them keep cursing Egypt. He just wouldn't let them bless Egypt. When God gets ready to curse something, He'll let somebody else carry on the curse. Amen. But when He gets ready to bless something, He's gonna be selective in who He uses for blessing. And so He cursed the river and they continue that, and then they graduated. The next time the Lord got ready to lift up a rod, the magicians were totally left out. It was out of their league. God said, enough of you boys. Amen. And so the Bible said He lifted up His rod, and all of a sudden, big old hailstones began to fall out of the heavens and pound the earth. He had power over the elements, all in that rod. But God said, lift it up, Moses. And He did. And then another time God set up, and the Bible said that locusts come and devoured every green thing. All the leaves of the trees, blades of grass, leaves on the plants. Everything was destroyed except for in the house of the Israelites. And another time God said, lift up the rod. And the Bible said thick darkness came upon the earth. And there was a lot in that. He said, I don't want you to know what you got in your hand, Moses. You said it was just... When God blesses a stick, it can do a lot of things. When God blesses your hand, it can do a lot of things. Amen. And then the Lord told him, he said, I want you to stretch it out over the sea. And from the Red Sea, stretched it out. You remember, and the Bible said the waters began to divide and build great walls on each side. And a strong east wind blew and dried up the ground until an army of several million people could cross to the other side. Amen. I read recently that in order for several million people to cross in one night's time, they had to march 8,000 abreast. That's a wide span right there. That was abysm. That wasn't just a little easy spot there. I mean, when God divided the sea, He divided the sea. When He dried up a spot, He dried up a big spot. Amen. And they crossed on the other side, dry ground. And he said, Moses, now you understand what you got in your hand. Amen. But lest Moses get lifted up, one day Amalek attacks. And he said, I'm going to go up on the mountain, boys, and I'm going to stand there. And he said, I'm going to lift this rod up. And he said, and I'm going to lift my hands up. And he said, I'm going to keep my hands up, and you're going to win the victory. But it took a little longer than he planned on. After a while, his little old muscles began to tremble. And he couldn't hold his hands up anymore. And his hands began to come down. And when he did, the Amalekites began to win the war. He'd somehow find a little strength and he'd get his hand up. And Israel would begin to win. And Aaron and Hur saw the difficulty. And they ran to him. And one on each side, they grabbed Moses' hands and they lifted him up again. And they held his hands up. Let me tell you something. No matter what's in your hand, every now and then, you're going to need somebody to come and help you hold your hands up. You're going to go through some experiences in life. And you're going to fight some battles from time to time. And you're going to need somebody there to lift up your hands. No matter what's in them, there might be power in them. They may be power over elements, and there might be power to take up serpents. But every now and then, you're going to need somebody to come and hold up your hands. That's what church is all about, folks. Sometimes you're going to come in here and you're going to be dancing on the clouds. Everything's going to be just hunky-dory. Everything's going to be great. You're going to have a big smile on your face. Other times you're going to come in here and it's going to be difficult. Everything is going wrong in your life and you feel weak. And you feel discouraged, amen. But if you'll get in here and get around your brothers and sisters and sing with us and worship with us and pray with us, in a little while you're going to feel like somebody's got a hold of your hands and they're holding them up for you. That's what church is all about. Amen. We need one another. Those hands of Moses, one day, can you believe that they held a tablet of stone that God had literally written with his own finger upon? My, what a thing to hold in your hand. Amen. I don't have any tables of stone, but you know what? I got the Word of God. Hallelujah. I can hold this in my hand. Hallelujah. And there's nothing more powerful on the planet than the Word of God. The Bible said that the creation all exists by the Word of God. The Bible said that his enemies are going to be destroyed with the Word of God. There's nothing more powerful, friend, than the Word of the Lord. And you can hold this in your hands. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word of the Lord. Amen. And so Moses carried the tablets of testimony in his hands. Amen. He had a lot in his hands, didn't he? God said, what you got, Moses? I'm sure after a while he got a lot more confidence. And you will too. When you begin this journey, it's a little shaky. It's like a baby taking his first steps. Everything's kind of scary, isn't it? Everything's kind of daunting. Amen. You don't understand how things are going to work out. But you live for the Lord and He does things and He works things out in your life and He makes provision where you could never see provision before. And God begins to do things and after a while you gain more confidence and more confidence and more confidence, and the things that used to frighten you, you don't even think about anymore. Things that used to get you down, you don't even consider those things problems anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. You get confidence in God. You get strength in the Lord. Amen. David had something in his hands, didn't he? He had a slingshot and a stone. But that's what he had in his hand, but in his heart he had faith in God. And he marched out on the battlefield. And he began to sling that stone. Amen. And as he began to swing that around his head, he said, in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Amen. And he let go of the stone. It flew true to its path in the forehead of Goliath. And down he came. And Israel rose up on their feet with a great roar, stout with strength and courage and faith, and destroyed their enemy that day, and the nation of Israel. Amen. All because he had something in his hand that meant something. Amen. And God used that for great glory and great honor. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have been known to hold fish and bread in my hands. Jesus held fish and bread one day, didn't he? But he gave him five rolls and two fish. And the Bible said that he took them in his hands. And in my hands, they're lunch. In his hands, it was lunch for 5,000. Plus their wives and kids. It's a lot of difference in his hands. Amen. In my hands, my problems are my problems. In his hands, my problems are his solutions. Amen. You need to learn how to put some hands, because his hands can do what your hands cannot do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so in his hands there was cleansing for lepers, and there was healing for the halt, the lame, and the blind. It was all in the hands of the Lord. Praise God. Power in his hands. Power in his word. Power in his voice. Amen. Jesus came doing what no one else could do. How like God. How like God to use a wooden cross and three iron spikes to turn the world from darkness to light, from chaos to salvation. How like God to purchase with his own blood a salvation that only could be wrought in the heart and the mind of God himself. Amen. He's not like other folks. He's different than everybody else. He's still got something great in his hands. Amen. Now he has nail prints. Amen. But when he looks at nail prints, he can look upon us with mercy. And he can look upon us with forgiveness. Amen. He can look upon us today with a restoration. Amen. He can look upon us today with great hope and great love and great compassion because of scars in his hands. God paid for your salvation with a wooden cross and three iron nails. Amen. It cost him greatly. Shedding his own blood, giving his own life, drawing his last breath, all for you and for me. But what's in your hands? Well, the Bible said a generation of the gospel has been committed unto us. You know what that means? That means if I don't tell it, this gospel dies. That means if I don't share it with somebody else, everything Jesus did and all the power in the world is not going to matter. Because if I don't get the good news out, it's going to die in my generation. That's what I've got in my hands. The future of the church is in your hands. The future of this local assembly is in your hands. Well, it doesn't matter, Brother Grissom, what I do. Oh, yes, it does, because you're part of a body. That's like your hand saying to the rest of your body, it matter what I do. That's like your heart saying, it doesn't matter what I do. That's like your liver saying, well, I think I'll just rest a day or two. That's like your eyeball closing, saying, I'm closed for today. I'll open to. Amen. Is that going to affect you? Of course it's going to affect you. That's your body. We need to understand something today. We are members of a body around here. And what we do affects everybody else as we're part of a body. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you have the future of the church in your hands. You have the future of the world in your hands. It matters today because you've got some things in your hands that really count. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. He said, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. So what is he saying? He's saying, you've got some power in your hands. Jesus said, the works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. Do we still believe that? Do we still believe that message? Do we still believe we have the gospel? Do we still believe we have the truth? Do we still believe we have the light? Do we still believe the Holy Ghost is real? Do we still believe it can deliver from sin? Do we still believe that it can heal the sick? Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you today, we need to wake up, folks, and realize what we got in our hands. Praise the Lord. You need a miracle? You don't have to look any further than your hands. Why my hands? Well, I just read it to you. It said they shall lay hands on the sick. They. Are you a believer? Yeah. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, that's what the scripture said. And I'm telling you, and you realize you've got in your hand. Amen. Somebody said, my hands are full of what? Trouble, worry, stress, discouragement. Well, you're looking at the wrong hand. You've got answers in your hands. You've got solutions in your hands. You've got peace of mind. You've got hope for the future. Amen. You've got compassion in your hands. You've got loss in your hands. You've got a lot more. We need to start getting rid of some things. We need to get some things out of our hands. Well, Brother Grissom, what am I going to do with all that? Give it to him. He knows what to do with it. Just toss it all up. Say, God, you take care of all these distractions. I need to be about my Father's business. I need to be about the business of the church. I need to be about the business of evangelism. I need to be about business of seeing that the gospel is preached in all the world. I need to be about the business of ministering to my brothers and my sisters. Amen. And my neighbors and my family members. I've got a lot more to do than fill up my hands with a lot of stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we turn it over to the Lord today? Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Some of you know what I'm saying. Amen. You're loaded down with a lot of cares. And you know that you've got a lot more in your hand now. You're carrying so much trouble and so much weakness and so much discouragement and so much, and we really shouldn't be, right? Because we know the Lord's looking out for us. We know that He's going to take care of us. Time, we need somehow just to give it over to Him. It'll make all the difference in the world. Let's stand together today. What you got in your hands? Only you can answer that today. Amen. What's in your hands today? Hallelujah. Is there peace in your hands? If you have peace in your hands, you can help other people have peace. If you have hope in your hands, you can help other people have hope. If you have joy in your hands, you can have other people have joy. If you have salvation in your hands, you can help other people have salvation. Yes, you can. Amen. But if you got your hands full of too much life, too much, the Bible said, cares of this life, then you can't help anybody, not even yourself. Amen. We need to empty our hands today of cares of this life. Just the Bible said, cast your what? Your cares on Him. He cares for you. Amen. Cast it on the Lord. Amen. We were talking earlier today about decisions. And this is a decision today. You can decide how you're going to live your life. You can decide today. The poet said, "It's not the way the wind's blowing, but it's the set of the sail that determines the direction the ship's going to go." It's not the wind. The wind doesn't determine that. It's how you set your sail. That's what determines how you're going to go. Amen. Everybody has trouble in life. Let me say that again. Everybody has trouble in life. But not everybody's despondent. Amen. Because you see, some people learn how to, in times of trouble, they just learn how to set the sail and say, well, it's trouble today, so I'm going to set the sail on trouble mode here. But I'm going to keep going the same direction I've been going. I'm not going to let this turn me around. I'm making good progress here. I've come a long ways. I'm not turning around now. I'll just reset the sail and we'll keep going the same direction that we've been going. Amen. So, you see, you're just determined. Make a decision today. Amen. That you're going to set the sail in the right direction. Amen. You got trouble in your hands? Just get rid of it. Decide today. Decide. Amen. I know. But this is not going to bring me down. I know it's there. And I'm putting it in God's hands. He's going to work it out. And every now and then I'm going to be tempted to worry, but I'm not going to. Because I turned that over to the Lord already. And I'm going to concentrate on helping other people. I'm going to concentrate on being a good witness. I'm going to concentrate on being a good light in this world. I'm going to concentrate on prayer. I'm going to concentrate on evangelism. Amen. I'm going to concentrate on worshiping God and being all that I can be for the kingdom's sake. Amen. What's in your hands? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I think it would be a fitting end to this service if we'd dedicate ourselves right now, fresh and new, to the cause of Jesus Christ. Make up our minds right now that we're not going to carry too much care in our hands for this old world. We know that the world is perishing. We know that it's in trouble. And there's nothing really we can do about all that. It's out of our hands. But let's concentrate on the things we can do. Would you like to do that today? Would you like to dedicate yourself to being the solution instead of the problem? Amen. Dedicate yourself today, not being part of the darkness, but being the light. Jesus, we come right now, and we want to give ourselves to you. Help me, Lord. The Apostle Paul said that we were not to be conformed to this world, but we were to be transformed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And God, I don't want this world to squeeze me into its mold and make me think like it thinks and act like it acts. But I want to be transformed by the Holy Ghost today so that I can be different. I can be light in the darkness, and I can be hope in the chaos, and I can be peace in the time of trouble. I can be joy, genuine joy, in a place where there's sadness and sorrow. God, help me to be the witness I'm supposed to be so that I can win my city and help win my world. You put a lot in my hands today. I've got a lot of good in my hands. I want to use it for the kingdom's sake, for the glory of our God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
I give myself away. I give myself away. Hallelujah. So